Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is NASCAR driver Tony Breitinger inviting you to make a pit stop at Raising Cane's for my favorite craveable chicken fingers. Turbocharge your order and get it even faster when you order online or with the Raising Cane's app. Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love. Raising Cane's is not affiliated with NASCAR.
Welcome to Sugar World, a seven-part podcast series about sugar babes, sugar mamas, and the sugar daddies that end up marrying their babies. Sugaring, or sugar dating as it's referred to, is a transactional dating practice typically characterized by an older, wealthier person and a younger person in need of financial assistance in a mutually beneficial way. So think of those payments coming as money, gifts, upfront negotiation, and it's all in exchange for companionship and a dating-like relationship. You might think the world of sugaring is basic, right? An older guy wants to be with a younger woman. He's got money. She's young. She's gorgeous. But you haven't heard the details of what goes into this world of sugaring. Like a sugar babe who was offered $1 million to have her sugar daddy's baby. To another who hired a private investigator to weed out Splenda daddies. By the way, those are daddies that think they have money, but they're really cheap and they don't. I'm your host, Sarah Fraser, and you can find this podcast series on the Sarah Fraser Show podcast, released every week on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and more. This is a Hey Fraser and NY27 Productions creation. Sugaring is everywhere, and it's grown in popularity through the pandemic. Even celebrities have transitioned from sugar babes into huge careers. Christine Quinn on Selling Sunset says there's nothing wrong with having a sugar daddy. Actress Chloe Cherry on Euphoria says she learned to value herself from her sugar daddy. And then there's Noella Bergner from Real Housewives of Orange County. She is an unabashed sugar babe who's looking for her next sugar daddy and even teamed up with the popular website Seeking Arrangements, where a lot of people go to seek a sugar daddy. Okay, brand new episode of Sugar World. Sugar World is a seven-part podcast series about the world of sugar dating, sugar babies, sugar mamas, and then the sugar babes that end up marrying their sugar daddies. Oh, you know, I mean, why am I fascinated with this? Kind of, you know, I did date a really rich guy back in my 20s in DC, and but he didn't give me money. I really negotiated it all wrong. So out of sheer regret, I have done Sugar World. Anyway, hope you're enjoying this series. It's a very fascinating look into a world that has taken off on TikTok and other social media outlets and dating services like Seeking Arrangements. And today we feature Cooper. Cooper is a gaybe, or a payby, as he says. What is a gaybe? Well, that is a young gay guy who is looking for an older gay sugar daddy. Or in Cooper's case, it's a payby. He says he'll go both ways for money. I totally get it. But on top of that, we've had a sugar mama and her sugar babe boy toy on. We've had a sugar babe who married her sugar daddy, Ashley and Rod. We've had Ava Louise, the Instagram star, who is huge, 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 probably the most famous sugar baby out there currently. And now Cooper is our first guy who is a sugar babe, and he's joined by his best friend, Margaret, because I've always been fascinated. If you sugar for a living, meaning you get paid to go out on dates, you get fabulous trips, you get gifts, like you never hook up with anyone for free. Do your friends and family know? Here's Cooper. Cooper, oh my God, Cooper, we all want to live your life, okay? We all want to be like just having some guy having foot sex with us in the parking lot of Lowe's and then going in for a shopping spree. I mean, this is my dream.
Yeah, yeah.
Wait, did I ever tell you that I'm on Celebrity Wiki Feet? Are you on Celebrity Wiki Feet?
No, but I will be. Yeah.
You actually will. And you'll be much higher rated than I am. Anyway.
Okay. I'm like Celebrity Wiki Feet or, you know, whatever.
You're going to be on it all. Okay, so Cooper and Margaret are here. Everybody knows this is an ongoing series that I am doing about the world of sugaring. It's Sugar Baby 101. Now, Cooper, you are kind of like on the reverse side. And I've heard the term gaby. Do you consider yourself a gaby or just like a sugar baby? Like, Margaret, your friend is like,
I've said if he's never told me these terms. Like, I learned a lot about the gaby. And I'm like, if this is something you know and I don't, I'll be upset. But.
I mean, okay, so I don't really know all the terms myself. I'm pretty behind the times, I'm not going to lie. But I would go ahead and say gaby because for the right amount of pay, I could do pussy too. Okay.
Gay baby. Not like
never mind. What was the other
you're
version?
Gay. We don't want.
Well, it's interesting. You know, some guys consider themselves, they call themselves gabies in the world, and then they're sugar daddies, and then they're salt daddies, and the salt daddies pretend that they're rich, but they really don't have any money. And then there's sugar babies, which are like the women looking for a sugar baby. Then there's a sugar mama. Margaret, are you keeping up on all these?
Right. Okay, I understand it. I mean, the term makes sense. So yeah. I don't know what just happened.
I forgot that being gay doesn't mean you can.
Okay.
What for the right dollar amount? FYI, everyone.
You can, right, for the right amount of money, I always tell people, you can call me anything you want. You know, anything.
I could be anything. I could be anyone. Like, yeah.
I mean, you could change this show to Sarah Cunty Frazier. I mean, you know, whatever you want for the right amount of money. Anyway, let's get to, okay, so today we're talking to Cooper, and this is your dear friend, Margaret. Cooper, you have been a sugar baby. You told me these amazing stories of basically dating these fabulous rich men since, like, when did you kind of first get into the sugar world?
When I was still in high school, but I didn't know that the sugar world was the sugar world at that time. There was an old website called like meetmen.com or something. Like this was like back in like the early 2000s. And I had like my little like PC, you know, computer at home. And it was like the size of like a DVD player. And I met this guy and he flew me to Chicago. And that was like my first experience. And my mom thought that I was with a friend visiting her family in New Mexico. And
on the cow farm or something.
Yeah, right? Like on a ranch in New Mexico with this like sweet religious family. And they like, I didn't know, I wasn't there. I wasn't with the sweet religious family. I was getting religiously fucked.
Oh my God. Oh God. Okay, wait. And like, how rich was this guy? Like how did you know when you started interacting with him that he had money? Did he say it from the start?
I mean, at the time, I just thought of him as like this guy that, you know, had enough to like fly me to Chicago, which at the time coming from like living on a cattle ranch and everything, I thought going to Chicago was like, you know, the world of Oz. Like, I mean, I was clicking my little red slippers, so ready to go, like, you know. So, I mean, I thought anybody outside of where I lived was rich.
So you get this. Okay. So you get a little bit of a taste, a lot of disposable income.
Yeah.
And then I'm assuming you go back home. And how did that then progress to like, I am going to kind of seek out or date people that have money?
I mean, I got a taste for it at that point. I was like, wait a minute, you can go to different cities and you can fly on planes and do all this stuff for free. You know, I was like, wait a minute. Like, I could, like, if I keep this going and if I keep talking to this guy, like, we won't have to have food and all that shit paid for. I'm just going to have these fabulous meals and all these experiences. And I, at the time in my life, when I was young then, I was like 16, like, and I had a fake ID that came in a Chinese cookbook from Kansas or something. Like, I mean, like, yeah, I thought like, wow, this is the way to go. And once I got a taste for it, I was like on the hunt at that point.
Okay. And so from there, how did you meet like daddies? Like, how did you meet richer guys? Did you go on Seeking Arrangements? Are there other websites?
Online. And I cannot remember the thing that it was called at the time. It was like onlymenmeet.com or like something like that. And sure. Fly to Amarillo, which was the nearest major city in Texas that I lived to at the time. Mm-hmm. And they would do like business there or something like that. Or there was a bomb company. They like made bombs and stuff in this town. And so it was kind of like a big deal. And like a lot of people would come to do bomb work, like executives. Yeah. It's called Pantex. It's like a famous place. They deactivate like nuclear weapons. It's crazy. But anyway, like a lot of them would come for that, like from big cities, and they would be gay or whatever and reach out. And then I found out, and keep in mind, I'm still like maybe just reaching driving age at this time. And there was this place called 212 Bar in Amarillo. It was the only gay bar to speak of within hundreds of miles.
Yeah.
And I would drive my Mini Cooper, being Cooper, and to Amarillo and go to this bar and like meet random men and everything that, you know, some of them would have a little bit of money. Like now that I know what actually having money is, like they probably didn't have anything. But at the time I thought, ooh, this is wealth. They're going to take me to Texas Roadhouse. This is amazing.
I'm getting steak. Yes.
Like if you can get me a 12 ounce porterhouse, we are in wealth. Okay.
Okay. And Margaret, how long have you known Cooper?
I feel like that's $1 million question. I feel like we've probably known each other for 4 years, I would say. Like in Austin. So like he comes from some wild west or I guess east of Texas, and we met the city version of Cooper. So yeah, he's definitely, anybody that knows Cooper knows there's a lot to that.
Okay, when did you find out about Cooper's like lifestyle? Did you know from the start? I mean, were you on like Seeking Arrangements as well? And you were like, hey, we should trade secrets. Like, I mean, how did it come about?
That would be a good story, but I don't know if you've talked to Cooper enough. Cooper's not like withholding a lot of detail. Like you could be like in the porta potty bathroom and Cooper's like, hey, like, you know, telling you his whole life story. So he's pretty open, I gotta say. And I think the thing about Cooper too is like, there's no shame behind this. There's not like, oh, and I gotta like keep this composed. You know, he's just like, I mean, you're doing this shit for free. I'm getting money for it. I'm like, yeah, see you later. So no, I've never been involved in that scene. I'm just out here, doing free stuff.
Have you been a beneficiary? Because Cooper, we're going to talk about this. I mean, you would, one of your daddies that you hooked up with for a while, I mean, he would like take you on shopping sprees to Lowe's, right? Or Home Depot. And you would buy your friends like lawnmowers and leaf blowers. Like, I mean, so Margaret.
Yes. No, by nature, he's a big giver in a non-sexual way. As we stated, he is gay, but he would go with the intention, like he would let us know, like, hey, I'm getting my toes sucked today. Does anybody need anything? And people were like, well, the boat actually needs a lily pad. Like, what are the odds? And Cooper's like, say less. And next thing you know, it's like the boat is jacked up, lawnmower on deck, like whatever we need. So yeah, I have a really cool ass vacuum that like runs around this place that Cooper has gladly gifted me. So it worked out for us for a bit. Yeah.
Okay, Cooper, break this story down for everyone hearing this for the very first time. So who was this daddy? And like, how much money do you think he ended up basically giving you in gifts that you then gave to your friends?
So this one specifically, I mean, if we're just adding up like kind of like what went to friends, and like I was just talking to her about it before we came into this. Every single friend that we've had has gotten some kind of big kitchen item or mini fridges, lawnmowers, TVs, like all kinds of stuff. So, I mean, just in gifts that like he bought me, like not cash or anything.
That you gifted your friends.
Like, yeah, I don't know, $8,000.
$8,000 in just gifts that you could give your friends.
Yeah. And I mean, and I would, like text, like in our group, we call ourselves the pod, like our friend group that we have here. And I would text in there and be like, hey, what do you need? What's going on? And then, like, yeah, they're like, I need a knife set today. You know?
If I learned anything from this, is like, I don't do a great enough job, like asking what I need. I'm serving things in like pots and pans right now. And I'm like, okay, this kitchen needs a revamp from some foot daddy and it's not going to be mine. So
Isn't it the truth, Margaret? I mean, it's amazing to me what people will give you if you ask and you're upfront. So tell us about this daddy. Like, how old was him? How old was he? How did he meet? How did you two meet? Because would you say, Cooper, this was the guy that probably to date has given you the most money, or maybe there was somebody else? But
he was definitely more into gifts. He appreciated, and we had a conversation about it. He appreciated the maturity of some of the gifts that I would ask for. I didn't want to go out and get a Prada bag or something, like some little regular baby. I was like, let's go to Williams Sonoma. I really want this pot and pan set, stuff like that. And I did. I mean, my kitchen looks like a Williams Sonoma showroom. It's all together. Oh, this is not my kitchen.
Please don't look at this. Sorry, this is my grade A apartment. But, I have no sugar daddies here, as you can see.
But I would always go get something practical that I needed, items, things like
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
But he was, he was 56. I actually met him through another sugar daddy. So they kind of knew each other through the foot thing. So this group of them was into the foot fetish thing and whatever. But for some reason, they didn't like to exercise their foot fetishes on each other, which I thought was odd. Personally, there is nothing special about my feet to speak of, but there must have been something in the arch. I don't know. But they liked it. And there was this group of them. They knew each other. They had communicated and met each other somehow. And I was introduced to him through another sugar daddy. The one that introduced me to him was probably the one that gave me the most actual cash versus just gifts or something.
Tell us about the foot thing. So, because basically, tell us about the guy. Did you guys ever actually have what we would describe as traditional sex, or you just always had, he just always wanted to have sex with your feet?
Yeah, no. So they always wanted to have something happen with the feet. the one that was the big gift giver, the one that we're talking about, giving gifts at Lowe's and things like that. He was very into feet. I mean, and I might text my friends, right before it happened. I'm like, okay, meeting him in Target parking lot, FYI, everyone. And then he'd go to town in the parking lot. He loved public foot stuff. I'd open my passenger door and just lay down, and he'd go to town on my feet. And I'm playing Sudoku on my phone. It was something like that. And then we go into Target, and I just
did the computer almost fall.
My special foot just
the computer couldn't even take the stories. Oh my God.
So then we'd go into Target or whatever, and I just start raking shit in the basket. I'm like, oh, skincare, oh, shampoo, oh, whatever.
And oh my God.
Bedding. Oh, lots of bedding. Every time Target got a new color of bedding or a shape or a poof or a something, I got it. Mattresses. I got new beds. I have switched beds 10 times in the past 2 years. I love bedding. And I mean, when I say beds, I mean a physical mattress.
Okay. And Cooper, how much money total cash given to you, trips, gifts for you, gifts for your friends, Target bedding. What do you think the grand total is of things that you've had?
I tried to think about it, gifts, dinners, money, everything over the course of years, which is sad that I don't have the cash to show for all this. But I would say somewhere in the $700,000 range over all these years.
Yeah. Okay, I needed way more.
Are you trying to lose weight and keep it off for good? If you were like me, I have done every fad diet under the sun, and I started dieting when I was just 12 years old. I gained and lost 150 pounds from the ages of 12 to 28 when I finally got off the yo-yo dieting train. Well, if I had known of Dr. Aplin and MyOptimalBody.com, my life would have been a lot easier, and I would have resolved my weight issues without doing drugs like Ozempic. Fine if you're on them, but if they're not working for you or you don't want to try them, myoptimalbody.com has incredible success rates. Go to their website, check out their reviews, and see people who have had lasting weight loss change. Visit myoptimalbody.com to request an appointment. Be sure to let them know that the Sarah Fraser Show sent you so you can qualify for a free personalized assessment plus a free 30-day supply of their gut repair product when you sign up for their customized plan. Again, that's myoptimalbody.com. To request an appointment. Go there now and let me know what you think. Are you trying to conceive? Have you tried a lot of things, don't know a reliable supplement to take? Well, I'm introducing you to EU Natural. It's spelled EU Natural. They're on Amazon, and they have a conception for her formula and a conception for him, which, by the way, has over 23,000 five-star reviews on Amazon, and now I'm taking it. Very easy to take because, you know, sometimes multivitamins are tough. Well, this one is awesome, has a great vanilla flavor. I take it with food. And right now, when you go to Amazon and you buy any EU Natural product or their bundle, put in the code FRASER20, get 20% off. I'm so excited for you guys to be on this journey with me to conceive, and this can give you the extra boost that you need. So order right now. Check out EU Natural on Amazon and use code FRASER20 to get 20% off their conception bundle or your entire order. That's EU Natural on Amazon, or follow the link on our website for 20% off the conception bundle with the promo code FRASER, FRASER20, FRASER20. I'm on a customer service kick right now. Customer service means so much to me. And Uplift Desk has a 4.9 Google rating on their customer service and thousands of five-star reviews. Oh my God, sign me up. Actually, I already own their stuff, so I'm here. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS right now to save 5% off your entire order. This company is so customer service based. You can do everything by customizing the color, the type of top material you want for your desk. Schman has their standing desk, and I have their ergonomic Invoke chair, which I love. My foot pain has gone away. My back pain has gone away from using their products. Go and check them out. If you've never heard of them, you're about to fall in love. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS for 5% off your order. That's upliftdesk.com to get 5% off your entire order with the promo code TSFS.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. You might say all kinds of stuff when things go wrong, but these are the words you really need to remember. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. They've got options to fit your unique insurance needs, meaning you can talk to your agent to choose the coverage you need, have coverage options to protect the things you value most, file a claim right on the State Farm mobile app, and even reach a real person when you need to talk to someone. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
All right, we have to thank ZocDoc. You guys, ZocDoc is amazing. Look, when you go to a restaurant, okay, how many times do we all Google, check out the reviews, read all the reviews before we pick a restaurant? We all do, of course. And even more important than brunch is the doctors that you pick, all right? After all, finding that right doctor is just as, if not more important than finding the perfect Eggs Benedict. ZocDoc is a free app that shows you doctors who are patient-reviewed, take your insurance, and are available when you need them. ZocDoc's mobile app is as easy as ordering a ride to a restaurant or getting delivery to your house. Boom. Just go to ZocDoc.com/TSFS and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then start your search for a top-rated doctor today. Many are available within 24 hours. That's ZocDoc.com/TSFS, ZocDoc.com/TSFS. You guys know we just moved to LA. I found KJ's awesome pediatrician through ZocDoc. So go and use my code ZocDoc.com/TSFS. It's free. You are going to love the doctors. All right, baby, give me some Dame products in my life. Guys, Dame products are awesome. I love their sex toys, and you're getting 15% off with Dame products right now when you use code TSFS. Go to dameproducts.com. Boom. Type in TSFS at checkout. 15% off. all because you're a Sarah Fraser Show listener. By the way, you get more of a discount than if you go to their website without my code and just type in Dame, like whatever it is. You only get 10%. Well, screw that. Use code TSFS, get all your coins. What I love about Dame products, they ship to you discreetly. So, you know, if you're maybe new to, like, I wouldn't care, you know, if they sent me a box and it was covered like Sarah's sex toys, you know me, I wouldn't mind. But not everyone is as open. I understand that. Dame ships it to you discreetly. I'm obsessed with the coloring of all of their products. They're in like pastel colors, neutral colors. So basically they'll go with the aesthetic of your house and your vagina. I mean, who gets better than that? DameProducts.com, use code TSFS at checkout. Hello Fresh. Look, I love me some Hello Fresh. Hello Fresh is delivered to your door. Convenient. You can skip it at any time and it saves you big bucks. So customize your favorite dishes with Hello Custom by swapping out one protein or side for another, upgrading for a more luxe experience, or even adding protein to a veggie meal. That means more choices, more variety, and more meals truly tailored to you. Shman and I have been longtime Hello Fresh patrons. We absolutely love their products long before that they were a sponsor. Now more than ever, all of us are saving money. We're counting money. Shopping at the grocery store is more expensive than ever. HelloFresh is 72% cheaper than dining at a restaurant and is even cheaper than grocery shopping. That's money back in your pocket. Go to HelloFresh.com/TSFS and use code TSFS16 for up to 16 free meals and 3 free gifts. Okay, that's HelloFresh.com/TSFS and use code TSFS for up to 16 free meals and 3 free gifts. HelloFresh, find out why it's America's number one meal kit. Thrive. Thrive Cosmetics. Look, Thrive is in, and cause is in their actual wording of their company. Why? Because every time you make a purchase, the organization helps communities thrive. That's why. Their products are amazing. Best-selling products are their Liquid Lash Extension Mascara. I have it. I use it. I love the packaging. I love the way it feels. It goes on. It extends the lashes. It doesn't clump. It just is so easy to apply. I love the weight of the wand. It just, some of these wands are so cheap. They look so flimsy and plasticky. Not Thrive. All their products are thoughtfully made. By the way, they're vegan. They're no parabens. They're sulfate free as well. Their Brilliant Eye Brightener and Liquid Balm Lip Treatment get uber high reviews as well. Don't believe me? Check out Thrive Cosmetics. Right now, you get 15% off your first order when you visit thrivecosmetics.com/TSFS. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CauseMetics.com/TSFS for 15% off your first order. And also, guys, I still have about 5 t-shirts left. Actually, whoever wants them that purchases from one of my sponsors, boom, you're sending them. I may even do just a giveaway for the last 5 shirts on my social media. So regardless, if you would like a Sarah Fraser Show t-shirt because you listen to the show, because you frequent my sponsors, email thesarahfrasershow@gmail.com. I will send them one. I take care of shipping as well. I would love, love, love to give you that. All right. You guys are amazing.
Over all these years.
Yeah. Okay, I needed way more shit.
Yeah.
$700,000. So you're meeting these, okay, you're meeting these sugar daddies.
These like, for trips too. I mean, like, you know, they sent me places that I've been that I didn't pay for or like whatever it was.
Like but, where? Tell us where.
I mean, me and my friends went on trips to Mexico and, you know, big like resorts and everything. And of course I'm saying like, oh, you know, I'm on this. I didn't say that a sugar daddy was paying for it, but yeah, I mean, I haven't been on a trip in several years that I actually paid for. I even went on a company trip to, Brazil a couple of years ago and like any of the extras or like whatever, I wasn't paying for that. Like that was money that I got from the sugar daddies or something. Or like I had like a spa appointment booked and I like called them and like, oh, when I get home, what I'm gonna do to you. And like, it was paid for when I got there, you know, like that kind of thing.
Margaret, have you ever met any of these daddies? Like, have you ever met anybody?
No.
Okay, Cooper, why don't you introduce Margaret, your close friend, to any of them?
I haven't introduced.
Suck my feet? I don't want my feet sucked. My toes are very.
So some of it is because of like that. What? Like, okay, this is the most chill, relaxed, no, like no, whatever
I'm,
one.
I'm saying I don't want them to suck me. I would be happy to meet them. But I think the problem, sorry, not to answer his question, But I think a lot of it, weren't they like, they had families
and
they were trying to be super inconspicuous. Like they didn't want people to know about them. It wasn't like, oh, come play Scrabble with us. It was like, I have my kids at home, so this is secret, even though I'm
No, I mean, I'm getting to that. Sorry. Like, so yes. They did. Like, there isn't an opportunity to introduce your friends to a lot of them. Cause one, if they are rich enough to pay you like this, they were living pretty privately. Like they were executives in some sort of company, or they were doing something like that, or they have a wife at home and they might have an arrangement. The wife might know, but that doesn't mean that you get to like go out and about and like introduce them to your friends, you know? They had kids and stuff, they, you know, things like that. And then also, we have several friends in like our friend group that are pretty vanilla. Like, I don't think that they could have like handled that.
I don't think everybody could have handled meeting them. I don't think everybody could have like said, like, let me take my shoes off.
I like how Margaret's imagining like meeting them. Like, oh, I've got to put my foot in your mouth to meet
like,
you.
I'm looking at my toes. I have like all these black toenails. Like, I'm like, oh yeah, they would love that.
So Cooper, you've obviously dated guys. I mean, I don't know how we maybe bisexual. I guess they're straight, or they say they're straight to some degree. Yeah. And then obviously men that are openly gay. So how did you, how do you usually find that out? Are these guys that are married, like, are they upfront about it? Do you end up finding out that they have a wife later? Do you think that the wives always know and are okay with it?
The wives do not always know. Like, just to go from there, like, there have been some that like had a whole extra phone. Like they were living very like secretively. Like they would only meet you in like secret spots, hotels. Everything was like done in cash. Like they wouldn't, you know. And then there were other ones that like, yeah, they had an arrangement. Like they would send you a Venmo or like something like that. And like the wife would know. And one of them, I've met one of the wives of one of the sugar daddies.
You did?
I've eaten a meal with her, like everything. Like they both know. They're both very chill. Like it just works for them to like live these separate lives. And like they seem very happy and they're both beautiful. I mean, they were both in like their late 50s, early 60s, and they were gorgeous human beings.
I mean, what would you guys talk about with the wife? I mean, would you trade blowjob secrets? I mean, what do you possibly say to someone's wife?
So like, we talked about like their lives and stuff and everything. She never did bring up like me. I think it was still like, maybe like, you don't talk about like what you do with her husband. It's just like, she knows, but like, you can either be pals and like connect on this other thing, you know, like, so we did. We like connected over like, because I thought she was the most fantastic decorator. I mean, this house, like, oh my God, their house that they shared together. It's like in one of the most prestigious neighborhoods in Austin. And it's fantastic. I mean, the whole time there was nothing else for me to talk about. I'm like, where did you get these beams? And she'd be like, well, they're from Italy. This man carved them by hand on this boat somewhere, you know, shit like that. So
Cooper, I think women that are listening to this, many who are married, are wondering if their husbands could be out living this double life as a sugar daddy, right?
They could, ladies. Okay.
They could. What are some signs? What do you think some signs are, like, that you've seen over the years? Any similarities with some of these guys?
I don't know that there are signs. Every single one of them is so different. Like, I'm thinking about all the men that I've been with that I found out were married, or they told me they were married, or like whatever. And they are very different people. Now, there are some of them that I'm like, you fucking stupid bitch. You deserve to be cheated on. He's gayer than me. But like,
they're in denial.
Then there are other ones where I'm like, I had no idea. And I'm like, wait a minute. Like, you want to hook up with me? Are you sure? Like, are you sure you're not on the way to church or something? What's going on here? Like,
wow.
Like, you just don't know. And they come out of the blue. And I don't know that there are any telltale signs. I will say, if your man's carrying around cash a lot still these days, like, maybe be suspicious. Like, he's either in the mafia or he's fucking someone.
That's a good sign. Okay, I like that tip. Margaret, what do you say? Like, do your other friends in your friends group judge? I mean, you seem so supportive of Cooper's lifestyle. But, you know, I mean, people are going to be critical of all of us, everything we do, but, you know, of Cooper's choices. So what do you, have you and Cooper ever had any disagreements? Is there anything about his life you don't approve of?
I said to Cooper earlier, I was like, how you choose to make your money and how you want to get fucked, for lack of better terms, is like, that's so on you. If you're forcing me to be involved, sure, yeah, I'm going to put up a fight. But I'm like, as far as that goes, don't care. I'm like, I was saying like to him before, I'm like, I think maybe, and like, don't tell my company this because I do need more money. But I'm like, I realize I'm maybe not as money motivated, because he's like, I'm doing this stuff that you do, but I'm getting paid money. And I'm like, yeah, I actually feel kind of scammed now. Like, but none of our friends, like everybody I think has been so,
yeah,
like nobody cares. Everybody has like their own lane. And I think it's just being open. I maybe like coming to Austin, a lot of people where you're just like, you recognize like there's a lot of variations of what a relationship or what, you know, two people, three people, however many people. And it's like, who cares? Like, what gets you off and what does your pays your bills, good for you.
Yeah.
Be a good person, but get your toes sucked, whatever.
Yeah. Be a good person. That's like, that's kind of our group thing. It's like, be a good person. You're probably going to get more heavily judged for like a wall color that you chose than like who you chose to fuck.
It's true. Cooper, what about you? I mean, has anyone in your life been critical of your lifestyle that you've told? Because obviously you're very open.
I don't really have people in my life that would be critical. I just don't allow for that. Like, I'm like, oh, you're a critical person. Whoop, goodbye. Like, and I mean, I'm still close with pretty much all of my family. I mean, and like, I told my grandmother all about this. I'm like, sugar baby show, like whatever. I mean, obviously I'm not like telling her like, woo, I'm getting rammed tomorrow. You know?
We left that part out for Graham. Yeah.
Like, she does know about, like, you know, how I had to survive. She didn't know then, maybe when I was younger. I looked at it as like a way of survival when I was younger. I mean, this is how I got through school, and like, I got to live like a certain lifestyle, and I, you know.
And why was that? Because you just didn't grow up with a lot, or you felt like you
grew up with anything? Yeah. Mm. Like nothing at all. Like, my family was, you know, well, they had love for me, but that's about it. Like, we didn't have any money. They couldn't provide any support. Like, there was nothing there. So I found whatever avenue I thought necessary to live the life I thought I should live.
Yes. Do you think you would ever go back to dating somebody that didn't have money? Would you ever date a guy that had a job that was just making $50,000 a year?
No. No. I can't.
I disagree. I think you would.
I don't know. I would fuck somebody that made $50,000 a year. There are lots of like poor grungy people that I'm obsessed with, but would I date them? No, but I also just don't date a lot of people. I'm not a big dater, but I want somebody to have equal amount of money that I do. Cause like, I like on top of like being a user, if you will. I also work. Like I do what I need to do to survive and take care of myself. And I had some sugar daddies like elevate me to a level that like I could also support myself. So I don't need anyone, and I don't want to take care of anyone.
Margaret, who do you think Cooper's ideal partner is?
Oh God.
Okay, so that's a loaded question in terms of like when we're talking about like sugar daddy, because I also talk to him on a level of like when he's actually dating people and it's not just the sugar daddy scene. I mean, Cooper definitely needs Cooper's words of it is like, I need somebody who's like minimal opinionated and like is very live, not opinionated, but in terms of like, they're not, I guess, like, I don't know the appropriate terms, because he also is very drawn to like complexity. Like it's a little bit of a double-edged sword. And that's, I think, what lands us in such a situation. But like, he wants somebody that can like go deep, isn't like super surface level. Like, he is very drawn to somebody that's willing to be open, but also he can't be too complex to the point of like, you only want to talk about this like very sophisticated topic. Cause Cooper is like, he's fun loving. You are gravitated towards Cooper. There's so much energy. There's so much. So there's like, there's this chemistry there that he definitely needs.
Yeah.
But there's like this balance that has to exist.
I'm going to like pop off of that, which I love the way you put that. But like, I would say I love emotional depth, but I don't want a rocket scientist. Like
Yeah. Yes, there has to be a balance. Cooper, so many people listening to this and so many people now online want to be in the sugar lifestyle. What's your number one tip for finding a sugar daddy? Whether it's a website to be on, whether it's, you know, a way you carry yourself, whether it's something to look for. What would you give for advice?
Yeah. When you leave the house, leave looking like the best way that you feel, like when you get ready and everything, like when you feel amazing, when you got ready a certain way or you're wearing a certain outfit, go out in that and then go to the nicest place in town and hang out and like mix yourself with those people. Like there is something about like, and it's funny because like my friends now, it's not like I'm like mixing with them to like meet sugar daddies or anything. But at the time when I was on the hunt, like, yeah, I would go to the nicest hotel in town and whatever and strike up a conversation at the bar with some random group of like wealthy looking people, feeling confident, feeling well-dressed, doing everything. And then if I smelled something in the air off of like one of the guys in the room, I was like, oh, what are you doing? How are you doing? You know, like whatever. And then once you've got a group of people kind of secured in this nice spot, then you're being seen by everybody else around in this nice spot. And most of my sugar encounters were not online. They were natural. They would come up to me.
Wow.
They would, there was like a person that knew a person. And then like what kind of, once you get that first bite, like then they start finding you. It's like this, they're like a mutual friend of this first sugar daddy or a business partner or a something. And they tell you like after you're laying there in bed and they're all wasted, you know, they want to tell you everything. And they're like, my friend Brian would really love this. And I'm like, oh, what does Brian do? Where does he live? Like,
Brian. Oh my God. Cooper and Margaret, you guys have been terrific. Thank you for taking us inside this world. And Margaret, what a beautiful, supportive friend. I mean, and you have a great vacuum out of it. You guys, thank you both. This was great.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
Perfect.